Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. All right, if you're listening, you know what to do. You need to rate, review, like, all that fun stuff, and make sure you tell somebody. We're going to have Rebecca Rosen jump on this in just a little bit. She's going to do some live reads. But real quick, I just want to remind you guys that the Light the World Giving Machine, it's actually now at Westroads, okay? So basically, like we've said, it's kind of like a vending machine without the snacks and stuff. Yeah. It's donation stuff, all right? So you want to take your kids there and check it out, please do. It's there, and you can donate anything from food, clothing, diapers, baby supplies, hygiene kits, farm animals, chickens, yes. goats, stuff goats. Like that. So yeah, head on over there. And what it's on the second floor, right, Molly?
Yeah, it's on Westroads Mall, second floor by Aeropostale. And the deal is that not only can you give chickens and goats, which goes to international causes, there are five local nonprofits that participate. And in Giving Machine, that's happening this year. So it's Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Writing Academy. We've got New Visions, Homeless Services, and Trivium Life Services. Those are the five locals that you could be helping when you check out the Giving Machine.
How awesome is that? Okay, so go ahead and head out there. All right, you want to announce the big promotion, Molly? What do you want to do?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay,
I know, this is fun.
We are celebrating our first Christmas together on the Big Party Show, and we wanted to celebrate with you Party Crashers with a little something special. It's called the 12 Pods of Christmas.
The 12 Pods. So, yeah, basically every podcast up until Christmas, we're going to unwrap something underneath the tree, okay? And then we're going to give you a keyword. You're going to head on over to bigpartyshow.com and then put that keyword there. You'll be able to find it, okay? It's very easy. And then, just follow along with the 12 Pods, and someone's going to win every single item underneath that tree. Yes.
All of it.
So fa la 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 la. Are you going to sing on the first day of Podmas?
Christmas. My true love gave to me. Go ahead and tell them what they get on the first pot of Christmas.
All right. Omaha Steaks. We got Omaha Steaks, and this is a good one, people. This is a really good one. All right. So this is the first one. The keyword for Omaha Steaks to win this is going to be the word steaks. All right. So S-T-E-A-K-S. Take it to the website. This includes prime rib feast for four. Okay, we're talking about bone-in prime rib roast. We've got the sides, green beans and butter sauce, scalloped potatoes, baguettes of garlic butter, caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha steak seasoning. It's like a $500 value. We're right out of the gate with that. So make sure you run over to that website, bigpartyshow.com, and then make it happen. All right, and that's pretty much it. All right, we're going to get Rebecca Rosen on. Rebecca, let's talk to her. She's waiting in the waiting room. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. This is going to be another fun one. So real quick, let's talk about, you have a live show coming up in April.
I do. Yeah. April 25th at the Omaha JCC. And I'm going to be doing a lot of audience readings. I know people love that piece of it, but there will be all sorts of elements. My energy healer, Jackie, she's joining me. And so everybody in attendance is going to change their vibration, raise their vibration, get an energy healing, a group meditation. So it's going to be a lot. I'm excited.
Okay. So
I love that.
You called her an energy what?
She's an energy medicine practitioner. That's what she refers to herself as. I see her every single week to clear my energy. She has been a godsend for me for the past 7 years. She's truly remarkable.
Okay.
It's amazing. All right. I have a friend who they have an energy healer, and it is something that she does at least twice a month. And it has completely opened my eyes. Oh my God. It's so recentering. Like it's one of those things, if you find someone who really vibes with you, and it really is, it's not a one size fits all. You really do have to find that person who's gifted at like tuning into you, and it can be transformative. I've wanted to give it a try.
You know, because we're just giant sponges walking around, right? Energetically absorbing all of the toxicity.
Wow.
And you have to figure out what works for you. This works for me. I know it works for a lot of people who are empathic and sensitive, and we soak up and absorb everybody's emotions. Mm-hmm. And so every week I wring out my sponge and I'm reset.
Okay, that is amazing. Maybe I need to do that.
I think we all need it.
Everybody needs it. But I would be interested to see how you feel.
If you
did it. I've never done it. I've wanted to do it. My friend has talked to me about it. And she's got someone. And again, it doesn't have to be in person. It can also be like via, like she does hers.
Mine's
via
remote.
Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do mine over the phone. I've never worked with her in person. And it does work. It's just like my readings. I do all my work remotely. Well, not all, but a lot of it. It works identical to in person.
Oh, wow. So cool. All right. Are we ready to do this? This is, we'll take the first person. Jess, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Jess. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, hi. Okay. So I'm just kind of tuning into you and seeing who's coming forward. So has mom passed away?
Yes.
She's ringing bells. Like if I was holding up like a bell or wind chimes, do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. When a spirit does this, they're trying to say, okay, first of all, she's very excited. She's showing me the holidays. Obviously we're coming up with Thanksgiving. But I really see a tree. So I think she's referring to Christmas. Was she a big decorator? She loved the celebration of it.
She did. Yeah. It was a big thing in our family to decorate all together. So,
yeah, she's with her dad. And then she's saying a brother. Do you know, does she have a brother?
Yeah.
Who is D as in Dawn? Dawn, Donnie. There's a D name with her. There's an A like Anne.
That's her mom.
Okay. Then she's showing me a red bird, a cardinal.
Okay.
Then she's showing me somebody had lung issues.
Yes. One of her brothers.
Okay.
And the A could also be somebody else too, her granddaughter. So.
Okay. Well, I saw Anne, so I would likely say that's her mom. Now, what she's showing me is a giant hug. She's trying to say to you, she misses you. She loves you. She's there.
Aww.
She wants you to keep making the changes. It's something about you're going through a transition time, and there's a lot to be decided. And sometimes we get vulnerable. We start to feel insecure. That's when we really start saying, God, I wish I could talk this out with my mom or, you know, my guides. And what they're showing me is they're listening. So your job is to, whatever's coming up for you, pray, talk to them, ask for guidance, ask for direction, ask for signs. She's also talking about, are birds a sign for you? I keep seeing.
Yes, they absolutely are.
Okay. Who did dad also pass away?
No, he's still here.
Who did you not get to say goodbye to? It happened fast. And it feels like there's this incomplete, like somebody had a heart attack, heart issue.
Probably my daughter.
Okay. She's trying to come in right now. Do you have jewelry on of hers? Are you wearing a necklace that reminds you of her?
Yes, I'm holding it right now. I had it made for her. It has her fingerprint on it. Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's it. She's showing me I'm okay, and she's with your mom, and she's with all of these ancestors. Even if she never met them, she knows them. They're part of your soul family. She's talking about she's like literally an angel. She feels like she brushes by you. You get the chills. She's very soft and sweet. If you're not really present, you could miss it when she comes around. Something about the scent of vanilla. Do you have like a vanilla candle? Or why do I feel like she's talking about you smelling things that remind you of her?
Probably a perfume that she always loved to wear. And I bought a bottle of it each Christmas when it runs out.
That's it. And so you're getting another one coming up here likely, but she's showing me ways you tune into her. So if you were to spray it or wear it, it's like an invitation, a call to her. She's she's not at all sad about her passing. What she's showing me mm-hmm. is, do you know if it was a heart issue at the end of the day?
I can tell you what it was.
You can tell me.
Overdose.
Okay, so in the end, it stopped her heart is what she's trying to say to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And okay. also, honestly, like I would tell you if I felt like she was really guilty or feeling deep sadness or loss or despair, that is real for a lot of spirits. She is not. And I don't want that to come off in the wrong way. I want it to comfort you because what she's showing me is she, I have the chills right now. She remembered what we as a human sometimes forget and that we think death is it, right? It's finite. Death is. It's a transition to a different energetic state and form. And what she's saying to you is, Mom, my body died, but my soul, my consciousness is so alive and I'm peaceful and I'm happy over here. And she talks to you in your dreams. You've seen her in your dreams, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's saying there's more. She's waving it like, I want you to keep asking me to come into the dreams and then you'll get these profound healings. Because you literally meet up with her on an astral plane when you sleep at night. A lot of us, all of us do from time to time.
Okay.
And so what she's saying is, you don't have to wait, Mom, to join me. Who's Callie or Kelly or Kaylee, Kylie? It sounds like that. Is that like
a sister? I don't know.
Sister.
I can't think of that.
She's dreams. Mm-hmm. I see that with her, meaning she's coming to her in dreams too. It's a C or K female. And then she's saying something about her hair. She's funny about her hair always being perfect or done.
Uh-huh. She had the best hair. Everyone always commented on it. It's always beautiful.
Yep. And she's saying, I want you to think of me as happy. I want you to think of me as looking my best, which means I feel my best. And don't worry about me. Talk to me. Be with me. But know she's very strongly connected to your mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Jess.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
okay.
You, Jess. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, okay. you guys.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Okay. Talk to you later. All right. That's crazy. So I was trying to explain something to somebody just the other day, Rebecca, about how do you see? And I was kind of said like it's like a charade game at times, right? Is that kind of how that goes?
That's right. You've been listening all these years.
Yeah.
You have. It is like playing charades, and it can be maddening at times because I have to deal with the spirits and their level of communication. Just like in life, some people are great communicators and some
okay.
are not. So yeah, they
okay.
drop it into my consciousness, my mind, my body, and I feel it, see it, sense it, hear it, and then I have to somehow create a meaningful message from it.
Oh my God, that would take me forever. I'm so bad at charades.
You're like, wait, what? They're like, this guy is the worst.
Well, the good thing you're not a medium.
Yeah. There we go. We all have our roles.
Yeah, we do. We got Libby here. Libby, say hi to Rebecca.
Hey there, Rebecca.
Hi, Libby. Oh my gosh. Right when you said that, dad has passed?
No, dad's around.
Okay. Who is the fun, funny guy? I want to say he's G as in George or J name. He's who comes
there was
to you?
Joe, Uncle Joe passed and he was hilarious.
Hilarious. And then I want you to think of the grandparents to you on that side of the family. So his parents. Okay. Somebody
I don't
have
to know his parents because
you didn't know them?
No.
So who had a farm or who lived on acres? Tons of land.
Trying to think of who could that be.
And then somebody was diabetic. This is so random. But they're showing me they can eat sugar now, like that they were deprived. Then they're going to do you have a female, like a sister or dear friend who passed away?
I have, my mother passed away.
Your mom. Did she have a sweet tooth? Do you know why she's saying mention sugar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Was Joe her family?
It was her sister's husband.
Okay. Yep. They're all in this corner over here. Now I want you to think about your mom's parents. Those are the grandparents hovering.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I want you M initial M like Mary. Who's the M?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
on that side of the family, I don't.
It can be any side. It could be your other grandma.
I had a Hazel and a Norma.
It's definitely an M. And then what they're showing me is somebody at the end couldn't talk. And I think this is your mom. And if
that would be my mother.
Okay. She's holding her throat and she's trying to say, this is really meaningful and important to get in front of you directly today, because there are a lot of things left unsaid. And that she knows, you know, she knows, you know, she loved you very much, but she's wishing mm-hmm. she would have been more direct or articulate in communicating these things. She Aww. Was a little bit either afraid to die or she wasn't sure, like, I feel like she believed in a God and believed in an afterlife, but she just, again, had some anxiety around this.
And yeah, it was very sudden.
Okay. She's saying, I wasn't alone, even if like you weren't there. Okay. Or if the mm-hmm. family wasn't around, because she's showing me some of these. That's why I had to point out some of these other deceased loved ones. So she was okay. greeted. And then she's talking about like cooking. I just saw stuffing. So obviously Thanksgiving. Are you cooking? Mm-hmm. Was she a big cook?
She's a big cook. It was a lot of her personality.
She's showing me the recipes. I see a cookbook. Are you making some of her dishes?
Yes, I am. I'm making one of her signature dishes for Thanksgiving.
She's showing me this and like so honored and grateful. And she knows her energy will be in the room present. Everyone, even Aww. If not talking about her, is sensing her and missing her. And she's saying, I'm right there. And there's a Carol.
That makes sense.
Do you know who Carol or Karen is? And then where do three,
not
the
past.
Three girls or sisters? Where do sisters come in?
So my mother has three sisters. My mother has three sisters.
She's talking about them, even if they're alive or some are past. But she's showing me the importance okay. of family. She's saying that she knows you still carry a lot of unresolved feelings around, it feels like, her passing. Is that true?
Well, yes, because she was – I only had 1 minute to say goodbye to her on the phone. I got a phone call. She died on Mother's Day, and it was very sudden and unexpected.
I am so sorry. And the timing is – that's, you know, very painful yeah. and yet, like, synchronistic, because she's showing me she knows – she didn't want to die. Like on a mind human level, she did not want to go. On a soul level, she's yeah. accepting and peaceful. And that means it was God's exit point for her. And she's trying to make this okay in everybody's minds and hearts, knowing that nobody failed her. She's sorry, though, for the right. abruptness and that left you hanging. And she's saying, I want you yeah. to know, though, it's a to be continued conversation, because the minute you feel her or think of her, you're calling her. It's like a long distance phone call, right? And then from there, you just have to do it, trusting you're not crazy. She's listening. Mm-hmm. And then as you spill your heart out, she's going to talk back to you. And she's showing me brushing up against your arm. So like that to me is like feeling something touch you or getting the chills. You are the responsible child, or you're the one in the family, like the glue. Is that true? Everyone kind of leans on you.
I'm the firstborn and the one who sort of like, you know, gets people together.
And it's like the matriarch now. It's like she passed the baton to you. And
yes, she was the matriarch for sure.
She was. And she's now saying, I empower you to stand in this role and know I'm helping you. So energetically, Aww. She's there. And your job is to ask, you know, tell her what you need. Tell her what you want. Talk to her, because she's okay. not done. She's 1 foot in this world and she loves you.
Okay, Libby.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Libby. Take care, dear.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. God, Thanksgiving is probably a hard thing for a lot of families, you know.
All the holidays.
Yeah, I guess all the holidays. Are you ready for Thanksgiving, Rebecca?
No, we're just lying low. This year is super quiet. We're not traveling. I'm so happy about this. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Bad. Are you cooking? Are you a cook in your house?
I ordered from Whole Foods. Sorry.
I love it.
I do not cook. I have my gifts. It is not cooking. My family wouldn't want me to cook.
Okay. All
That's
right.
funny. That is good though. There are some families where it's like, Mom, please don't.
Yes.
Outsource, please. Better baking, not cooking.
Yeah, I haven't gone that route of farming it out yet, but I know that's the new thing. There's so many different places that are doing it, and it's just like, why?
It's too easy. I'd rather just spend time with my family rather than trying to figure out how to cook. So
there you go. I love it. All right. This is Beth. Beth, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Hey, I'm excited for this.
All right. Say hi to Rebecca. Let's get it going.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Beth. Okay. Where am I going with you? Okay. So maternal grandmother, have both mom and grandma passed?
Just grandma. My mom is still alive.
Okay. Why do I see the Yellow Brick Road and Wizard of Oz, Dorothy?
Okay. So like I'm taking my daughters to Wicked tomorrow and we're super excited about it.
Yep. And they're showing me Somewhere Over the Rainbow and they're showing me like, this is your mom's mom and it must be your mother's grandmother. Cause there's two women here. And then so is your real name Elizabeth?
No, it's Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Who else has your name in spirit?
Who's
Mary?
So, there's like a great, great grandmother was like Mary Elizabeth, but she went by Maud.
It's Elizabeth.
I have a sister that was Anne Elizabeth.
Anne Elizabeth. And she passed away.
She did pass away, yes.
Maybe it's her. Because what's going on is we have the grandma and then we have this Elizabeth, first or middle, and it's your sister. And she's jumping all over the place about you spending time with your kids and going to this show and saying to you, like, I still drop in and I want to live vicariously with you and through you. Was her passing illness related?
Yeah, it was cancer.
She just showed me all my pain and suffering is gone. All the disease is gone. I transcended the limitations. She's so peaceful. I just saw a white dove and she's saying she might actually send you signs with white doves or birds.
Okay. She suffered her entire life. She was mentally handicapped and nonverbal and then had cancer. So she had lots of struggles.
It just wasn't the easiest lifetime. And she's saying, now I'm back to neutrality and happiness and peace. And then she's saying to you, she's with dad. So dad passed.
Oh, yes.
Yep. He's here. He's kind of laugh, smiling and like, how'd I get dragged into this? So if he's kind of like rolling his eyes, like this is not his cup of tea. That just means he may not have been into psychic stuff or didn't know if he believed in all this. He's definitely open.
100%.
He's definitely open.
Okay.
Ed, do you know who Ed is?
Yeah, that's my dad. Oh, wow.
Okay. And then he's showing me, he like gets to be, have whatever heaven he wants. And I see him like on Yellowstone, the TV show. I see him like on a ranch. Did he ever want to ride horses?
He farmed.
Farmed?
Yeah, he was a farmer.
He's showing me like heaven looks a lot like his happy place and it's that. He's met up with your sister and his family members, his father. I see him there. He's saying to you, they talk to you with music, songs. You're going to get some in the car in the next few days. And do you know who Johnny is? John?
He has a good friend, John, that's still alive.
If he's doing a shout out to him, John may reach out to you out of the blue. Today, tomorrow, it would be your dad prompting it. Your dad was ready to go. It's almost like he didn't want to have like no quality of life. So if at the end his health was compromised, he's saying, I'm okay being here.
He was ready. He's
very proud of you. He's patting you on the back. He's saying your sister is one of your guides. So even though in life she wasn't able to fully like show up for you, in that supportive role she gets to from the other side, she's a pretty evolved soul. Your dad is one of your cheerleaders. Okay. He's just there to check in with you, but he's not guiding you. There's a big difference.
Okay.
Who flew planes? Somebody was a pilot.
My dad was when he was much younger. He just like for entertainment had, would go fly planes with friends that
he's happy.
Back in the day, he was born in 29. So back then when it was not as big of a deal, but yeah, he would go to Tecama and fly.
He's saying to you, I want you to think of me piloting my own plane and happy. And, you know, he's overemphasizing he's in heaven, his heaven. Everybody's heaven is different.
Okay.
But he's saying to you, talk to me and know we don't have to wait till you join him one day. You can still have a relationship. And yeah. He wants you to go to Hawaii. Did you talk to your family about going?
No, but heck, why not? Yeah, let's do it.
Exactly.
See if the farm will pay for it, Dad.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Ask him to pay for it.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, well, keep talking to him. He's strong. So is your sister and your grandmother, who's also behind the scenes helping you, maternal side.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Betsy. Thank
you. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Yep. Thanks for listening, too. So everyone's heaven is different, huh?
Yes.
It's got to be, I would think.
Yeah, just like in life. Like what brings one person joy may not be somebody else's health. So it's whatever moves you. And you know, when we die, we don't just – it's not all just celebrating and relaxing. Like if you have work to do, it's going to look a lot like a school setting.
Okay.
Really?
So, yeah. You pick like up where you left off.
Oh, really?
So you still have stuff to do. Like you're like, I got to –
Yeah.
I got to go talk to this person. Got to go check my email.
you have work to do. You meet yourself where you're at, where you left things. And that's
hopefully I'm doing this still.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you learned your lessons and you did the best. You weren't perfect, but you did your best with pure intention. You can graduate. You can say, I'm retiring. I'm going to go hang out and scuba dive and sail. Like if the ocean is your happy place, like you don't have to go back to school.
Okay.
Okay.
You better start living right, party.
I want to go
to come back digging ditches at this rate.
All right. Who's next here? This is Betsy. Betsy, say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Molly. Hi, big party.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just asking whoever's around you to come forward. So I'm not totally sure in terms of your loved ones who died, but I can tell you, you have a very strong spirit guide. This is to me, like when I see an angel, it's a more evolved being. They're talking about you making some big decision. Do you have a relationship issue that you're wondering about?
Not really.
Okay. Where do three kids come in?
I don't know. I don't have any kids, but I'm a teacher, so I'd have more than three.
Well, for sure. Three, something about helping the kids and something about like sorting out like where it's like figuring out next steps in relationship. And then they're showing me, do we know who Margaret is? Who died died of lung cancer or lung stuff? And then let me ask you this. Was mom one of three kids?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you know her mom?
Yes, they're both still alive. My mom and her mom are both still alive.
So I want you to think now of your grandma's mother.
Okay.
And then lung issues. No, hold on. Okay. Who's struggling right now with health issues? Is it your mom or is it a sibling of hers?
It could be my grandma.
And then, okay, I'm just going to tell you that her mother is here showing me concern around her health. And what I would say is knowledge is power. It's never meant to scare anybody, but it's like, hey, like, go get it checked out if there's an issue going on and you're ignoring it. And then find out who the MAR name is on that side. Okay. Then they're showing me you. Are you like changing the house or living situation right now? What's with moving or contemplating moving?
I'm not planning on it, but.
So are we still talking about your mom or your grandma?
My grandma just moved into a different apartment.
Okay, I know we want this reading to be for you, but it's for your grandma.
Okay.
You get to be the messenger. The move is a good thing, okay? I'm seeing going on, though, is feeling, you know how we feel out of sorts sometimes when we're ungrounded, everything's new?
Yeah.
So what's going on is you are being asked to comfort her, validate her, to reassure her that all of this is supposed to be happening. Okay.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. And then has your father passed away?
No.
Okay. Who is like dad to you? Who passed? Is that
my grandpa.
On your mom's side?
Yes.
He's standing there right now. He's showing me he's very kind of funny. He uses irony as a way to give you signs.
Okay.
He's telling you that he loves your energy. It's something about like when I see this bright, shiny sunshine, it's like you bring joy to people. You bring light. If you're wondering like, what is my purpose? It's like part of it. It's not like your career. It's the energy you bring into anyone you meet, anything you do. And what he's saying is he didn't know this about you till he saw you from a different vantage point, a broader soul perspective. And he is a guide to you. So I don't know if you ever like think of him as a guide or talk to him or ask him for things, but you should if you aren't. Who's Robert? Do we know Bob Robert?
That was my grandpa's name was Bobby.
So now you know it's him. He's saying to you, yeah. He showed me a red rose. He's saying, I love you. He's kind of a slow communicator. Okay. So sometimes it comes in so fast, I can't get it out. And he's just kind of taking his time. He just showed me, he'll give you like rocks as a sign. I know it sounds weird.
Rock?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So sometimes it's like, I have all sorts of crystals. These could be rocks. But like, has anyone gifted you a crystal or a rock as a gift? You know, there's rocks with words on them, like love, faith, trust. Okay. It's going to happen.
Okay.
It could be one of your students puts it on your desk tomorrow. Okay. Or next week, or whatever.
That could very well happen. Yeah. Okay.
It's a sign from your guide, your grandfather, Bobby.
Okay.
And what they want you to know is there is love for you. Okay. Meaning a meaningful, lasting relationship. Don't settle for mediocrity. Okay. Are you dating somebody right now?
Yes.
A wave forward means keep going. There's a reason, there's a soul contract there. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
What would be the opposite? I mean, I tell him. Yeah. I mean, it's like
sometimes
tell him leave him.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a little worried here.
I mean, it's a good sign. I got to wait for. Made
me worry.
Sometimes it's like, hey, this is overdue. Get out.
Right.
They tell you
how to package this.
But yeah, you're in good hands. I mean, there's lessons you agreed to with that person. Keep going. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Betsy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Oh. I'm glad to know that I'm not the only person with crystals in their, in their studio.
Your face lit up.
I was like, rocks. I do have different, just things that I've been gifted, but also stuff that I've gotten for myself. I recently found an old worry stone, which is like an Irish thing. They have these Connemara marble worry stones, and they're divoted so they can
Did you find those?
I did. I found it. It was like my grandma's or something like that. And so it's divoted so you can rub it and it goes in your pocket.
Oh, I have a bunch of those. I know. It's the best. I mean, for me, it's self-soothing. It like triggers my nervous system. Like I'm safe. But they do actually hold energy. You know, crystals are a vibration. And if you're feeling low and slow, put one in your pocket.
I'm going to have to go walking around the streets and find me some rocks.
Look at this concrete from this demo site. This is going to be great.
We might need to get you bags.
Yeah. All right. This next person, this is Charlene. Charlene, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Charlene, real quick, you're in Canada, right?
I am.
All right. Look at that. Straight out of Canada.
You're international. I love it. Hi,
all right, Charlene, say hi to Rebecca. Let's do this.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm very honored to be on with you. You've had a big impact in my life.
Oh, well, thank you. That means so much to hear that. Who lost a son? Mom and dad. Are mom and dad both passed on, Charlene?
Just dad.
Did they lose a son?
No.
Okay. Somebody lost a son. And then what they're showing me is, I mean, it could have been a miscarriage, but, or a stillborn or something like that. Do you know who Joe is, or J-O name?
No.
No? Okay. And you are married?
I am.
I want you to think maybe on that side of the family.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And then somebody died of heart issues. It was heart attack.
My husband's grandfather.
Who's the J name?
He's not a Joe.
Okay, there is somebody. And then they're showing me, was your dad a big fishing, water, boating guy? Somebody loved.
Not per se, but we did have a cabin. We have a cabin at the lake, and he loved being out there.
Okay, that is your dad now talking, but showing me his idea of heaven. And he's at the lake house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I know this doesn't make sense, but there's a J name with your dad. And then somebody came from a really big family, like 6, 7, 8 kids.
My mom has 5 siblings and one that died young. So I guess 6 siblings.
So what's
but
going
on? She's alive. My dad only had one brother.
Your dad is hanging out with some of, I think, your maternal family, your mom's siblings. Then what your dad is showing me is that he believes in God, or he believes in an afterlife now. I think he might have struggled. Did you guys ever talk about that in life?
Yeah, he definitely, I don't think he really had any strong convictions in life.
But he does now, and he feels comforted by that and wants you to believe. And he's talking about someone named Tom. Do you know who Tom is? Thomas?
Todd,
who is that?
A friend that passed away.
So if I have Todd, did you think of him today and wonder if he would pop in?
I've been thinking about him the last few days. Yes.
Whenever we think about somebody, it's usually they're saying hi to us. They're around us. You're picking up on them, but he's around.
I believe that.
You might not have gotten a proper goodbye, and what he's showing me is a hug. And so he's saying, thank you for being in my life. Everything you did for him doesn't go unnoticed. He appreciates you.
Perfect. Thank you.
They're talking about you as a caregiver nurse archetype. Do you actually take on that role?
Yes.
It's when I see that, they're proud of you. Like, now I have a guide of yours. So what they're saying is you show up and you naturally caregive, and that doesn't go unnoticed. And sometimes we just need to hear, because we aren't always validated by the living. And they're saying to you, like, keep doing what you're doing, but also take care of your own health. This is like a reminder, self-care first. Do you know why I'm seeing balloons? Whose birthday is right around now, or death anniversary?
My dad's, December 7th.
It's coming up. And he's saying, I want you to celebrate, like you celebrate the gift of life. And it's like, celebrate him on that day doing something you know, like you love or he loved. Do you talk to him all the time?
I do, yeah.
He's showing me waving forward. It just means you're already doing it. So keep talking to him. Have you established numbers, like angel numbers, as signs with him?
Yes.
He's showing me that. He's saying, I'm going to keep talking to you. He just flipped a coin. So that means coins might be another sign.
Okay. It's definitely, numbers for sure.
So like it may be 12:07 on the clock, right? It could be his date. It could be 11:11, but you'll know.
Yeah, it's 2/22 because that was his birthday. It was February 22nd.
That's amazing. He was born on those angel numbers. And he's saying, I'm going to keep using them And your job is to keep asking. Here's what I want to sum up for you. You're a caregiver. You give, give, give. He's saying now receive. So ask me, ask your guides for what you need so that you can be replenished and continue to give to those around you.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay. So that's where you're at with your lesson. But
Thank you, Charlene.
Real quick, what is that? Is Canada known for that cheese? What is that called? Those cheese curds in the...
Oh, poutine.
Poutine. I've never had poutine.
It's more of an Eastern Canada thing, but we, you know, I mean, the whole country, we have it. Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's a gut bomb. Is it really? You have it, and I hope you have time for a nap.
Well, my problem is I have that dairy issue, so I don't think it would work well with me. I'd have to make room for other things. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rebecca.
Probably wouldn't be your good friend.
Hey, Charlene, thanks for listening. Tell everybody about the Big Part of Show podcast.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Take care, guys.
You bet. You take care, too. Have you guys had poutine before, Rebecca? No. Have you eaten it?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it. Okay. I have a lactose issue as well, so I try
to eat it. Didn't that suck? I don't, where did that come from?
It's genetic. It was in my 23andMe. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You can find out about lactose in that
thing? Yes, you can.
What?
What is that?
I thought it was just like finding out that you were like from the Sahara. Yeah. You're like, I am?
It says if you like cilantro or not. Like there's some random stuff in there.
That is random. We were recently talking about it. My cousin's like, did you know that I'm part Italian? I was like, on what planet are you Italian? We're all Irish, period, full stop. Like, best of luck.
But maybe there's a tiny bit. Like my father was Irish. He had Irish in him as well and German. But he never really celebrated the Irish part for some reason. He had red hair. I mean, he was stuck with the German.
Better food.
I didn't find out until later. Better food. I guess so.
Are you kidding me? Ireland's not exactly known for their cuisine.
I still remember those eating that food. I was in there for 6.5 years. And for some reason, I was just thinking about my stepfather because sometimes in Germany, when you're in a small like restaurant, this could be completely made up, but if there's no room, instead of having two people sitting at a table for, say, like 4 or 6 and having those chairs empty, they'll sit you with these strangers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sit you with the strangers. And when you sit with strangers like that, their tradition is that they can actually eat off your plate.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Weirdos. Oh my God. Yeah, I get some of your food.
Yeah.
Watch me get this American. Yes. Oh, I think I get a bite of your schnitzel. Yep, that's so how we run around here.
I remember distinctively some German dude was reaching over to grab something off of my stepfather's plate, and he hit him with the fork on the top of his hand.
Wow.
That's about right. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I said, I could have just made that up, but who knows? I don't know. Okay, let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hannah, say hi to Rebecca Rosen, please.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Hannah. Why do I see you work? Do you have a career?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Instead of seeing like a loved one come in right away, I saw your work stuff up in the air. Are you contemplating staying, leaving?
No, not right now.
Do you work in healthcare?
I do not.
Okay. So let me ask you something. Who do you know who was like a nurse, a doctor, worked in healthcare that passed away?
My dad was a corpsman in the Navy.
Okay, this might be your dad coming in. Did he end up doing a entirely different career once he left the Navy?
Yeah.
This is a really interesting way into this reading. So the message is life is too short to do something because of the expectations or the shoulds. It's almost like he's saying to you, I want you to, you know, be happy. He's also showing me his regrets. It's like wishing he would have understood all this. And he's sad he's not here, but he's in a peaceful place. He's showing me visiting you. Do you dream about him? Have you seen him recently in a dream?
Not necessarily. My daughter tells me she does.
He comes into the dreams. I'm supposed to validate her so that you know she's a little messenger when she mentions it. He's really sorry he's not physically present to be the grandfather and father, but he's still there. He just showed me building a fire. Do you have memories of like campfires or why would I see that?
That doesn't really resonate.
Okay, so do you actually have a fireplace in your house?
Yes.
He's showing me
a faux fireplace, but
sometimes a spirit messes with things, but he's showing me to point that out in connection to him. It could be tomorrow okay. You turn it on, it's not working, or it goes on by itself. I literally can see the lights right now. Like he's showing me flashing out of the corner of my eye. So he's trying to get your attention. So it might be literally like a spark of light out of the corner of your eye, or it could be messing with the electricity in the house.
There's a light that keeps flashing lately.
That's your dad. Okay. That's your dad. And what he's trying to say to you is like, talk to me. I'm here. He doesn't want to be done. Like he's just getting started, it feels like. There's a Bill or William that's important, living or dead. I'm not sure. Do you know who he's talking about?
No.
Did you have a health scare? Who went and got something checked out and they're like, oh, thank God.
I don't know. It could be me or my mom. I mean, we both had surgery this last year.
That's what it is. And what they're showing me is it was a little wake-up call. Sometimes we take our health for granted. And it's one of those, like, right. Everything is good. Like, they're showing me it's like, it could be for both of you. The bottom line is that happened. And that was real. And probably dysregulated your nervous system. And they're saying you're fine. So that's a nice message to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's showing me an owl. Has your daughter like shown you like anything with owls?
No. We were on a walk the other day and our neighbors have like a bunch of decorative stuff outside. And on one of the trees, there's like a glass owl or something. And I pointed it out to her.
Yeah. You know what he's showing me is you and your daughter and the owl. He was on the walk with you. Okay. He was in front of the house. What they're trying to show us is that they don't come in just for the big days, like the milestones. They come in every day that we want or need them, right? And so to me, the fact he's around, he's saying, I'm available. You're doing a great job of thinking of him, which calls him in. And now continue to be open and aware of how he's communicating and talking back with you. Your daughter, for whatever reason, is your messenger. Nurture that. Sometimes our kids shut it down at a certain point because we don't like validate them. I'm not saying you're not doing that, but like he's encouraging more of that.
Right.
Do you have a little boy too?
I have two stepsons.
One of them is very empathic as well. The other one, oblivious, not at all in tune with all this. Okay. But the one who's a little more sensitive to energy or picks up on stuff is probably picking up on your dad as well.
Okay.
And the last thing I'll say is he is proud of you. He's showing me pat on the back. It means you need to know that. Sometimes we wonder, like, does he see how I'm showing up in all these roles I play? But he does, and he recognizes you're doing a great job, and he loves you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Have a great day.
Okay. You guys too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. See you later. Bye-bye. Everyone seems a little timid today.
I know. I feel like, am I scary?
No, I think it's just the awe of the situation. If you really haven't ever done this before, you're trying to get vapor locked. You're like, and I think that there's also that feeling where this is my chance.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to tell people is this isn't your only chance. They're around all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Need Rebecca Rosen or any other medium. Like, Yeah, it makes it easier because I decode it and I'm objective. And so then you're like, oh, she couldn't have known that. So now I know I'm not making this up. But then run with it and trust what you're getting is real. And your mind is always going to be there. That may bring in doubt, but just ignore it.
Yeah, because I speak with all of them beforehand. And I let them know that I don't say anything to you about
nothing,
anything. I just give, I mean, I don't even give you a name until we go with it. Yeah, so I talked to every one of them and they're all so excited. And it's funny because today they're scared.
Yeah, but it's a lot to what Molly said. Sometimes it's emotional and you're on the spot and sometimes you kind of freeze.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I record my sessions, and it's great if they can listen back to this, is because a lot of times spirit will bring through stuff that doesn't make sense until after the reading. Mm-hmm. And then it happens hour later or a year later. And then you're like, got it.
Yeah, because I think that was the last time you did some readings. My stepsister was one of the people there. And my stepfather passed. And like I said, I don't say anything. And you nailed every stinking thing there, Rebecca. It was crazy to sit here and watch that. But yeah, so we're going to get on with another person real quick, Sue. And by the way, if people want to book something with you, do they just go to RebeccaRosen.com, right? Yeah. And sign up for that, your newsletters and everything like that.
On the front page, you can book. I release a select number of readings each Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the next week because I have like literally a 10-year wait list for normal readings.
It's 10 years now. Wow.
It's insane. But I've been doing it 25. It just builds and I can only see so many people a week. So, but I've created this new offering. If you really need to get in, I'll drop some for the following week. And that's been working really well. So you can come to my live event, in April. You have a chance of getting a reading there too.
Yeah. Then that's full circle. It's the 25th of April at the Jewish Community Center. Yeah. And that's when we first met. I know. Is that how crazy is that's nuts.
That's nuts.
That's nuts. Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Yep.
Yes, it was. All right. We're going to talk to Sue. All right, Sue. Hello. Are you there?
Hey, party. Hey. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Molly.
Hi. Hi, Sue. Okay. Mom has passed. Is that true?
No.
Okay. Who is your mom figure who's showing me you took care of her or you were there when she passed away? So sometimes that's a grandmother.
No, but my sister.
Your sister.
And I was there in the end and helped her with some things.
You really helped her. You were by her side and she's standing here like almost like the tables have turned out karma. Like I want to give back to you. I want to give back to you for all the love and care. And she's showing me that at the end, it was not pretty. It's like, don't remember me this way. Think of me as healthy and well and happy and free. Did she ever have blonde hair as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of had blonde and then turned to, I guess, light brown. Yeah.
She's showing me, think of me younger with my hair color is like more blonde. She's talking about you looking at photographs. I don't know if you were just putting a spread of pictures in front of you.
Yeah, I was looking at some stuff, leaning into this.
She's loving how you're connecting with her. Okay. So sometimes we wonder, are they around or is this working? She's just waving forward, keep doing what you're doing. She is with dad has passed away.
Yes. Yeah.
He's kind of quietly behind her. He's there. Your sister's kind of taking front and center stage. She's showing me, do you remember Beaches, the movie with Bette Midler?
Yep.
I see that. So sometimes it's like the situation, like, did she have cancer or Wind Beneath My Wings, that song?
She had esophageal cancer. And actually my sister was, she was mentally handicapped and nonverbal.
Wow.
So while she was, I mean, we never got to talk. She could communicate in her own way. But not verbally.
Yeah, it's like how we communicate with our pets, right? Mm-hmm. We very much communicate with them.
Yep.
And it's how I'm communicating with spirits. It's not coming through verbally. It's energy and it's right. telepathic. And what she's saying mm-hmm. is you as with a soul contract between the two of you signed up to be, when I see a nurse, it means a caregiver. So even though she wasn't your child, she and you had a special soulmate connection. And
yeah, we did.
Yeah. So I think don't underestimate this. She's trying to say you showed up for me and fulfilled your responsibilities in our soul contract. Now let me show up for you. And what that means is she's unlimited. She has the full capacity to bring blessings and miracles into your life. So maybe your job is to ask. Okay. She's showing me putting up your dad. Okay. Christmas lights and then issues with the light. Okay. So it's like, I don't know if you're putting them up or you just did and the lights are acting crazy, blinking, not working. It's a sign.
Yeah.
Lights. Has that happened?
I literally just did my stuff last week. Yeah. And there's one of the strings on my tree is blinking and I'm not sure if it's supposed to be, but it is.
That would drive me crazy. I bet you it stopped doing it after this call.
Ooh, I want to know. Keep us updated, yeah. Email Sue, us if please. That happens. Yeah.
Okay, I will. Okay. I absolutely will.
But thanks, what they're saying Sue. To you is they love you. They're with you. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, it's working.
Thank you. The and thing means more than you know, Rebecca. Like I said, we couldn't communicate with her fully when she was here. So I was really hoping she would come through. So thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm happy she did.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I appreciate it.
You too, Sue. All right. Take care, dear. All right. Rebecca nailed it again. Look at you go. What are you feeling about the show? 6-7. How you feeling?
I see it building, expanding. You guys keep doing your thing. It's working.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff ahead of us, I think. Well, I don't think, I know. I always kind of have to ask just in case
you guys. Yeah, you guys are on the right track. You're on the right track. You just need to be patient with the process. You know, it's an evolution. And the other thing is you guys are being select, like energetically asking for the right audience, not just any audience, because even if you're not directly in touch with your listeners, you guys feed off each other's energy and you're curating like the right people to be a part of your audience. Right.
Yeah.
So just keep calling in, you know, all those who can benefit from the high vibes of the show and the content that you offer. Set your intention, call it in. But that's what I see you're working on. And I don't know why, but I see an Archangel Michael around you. I mean, the Archangel Michael, if you're not familiar with him, get to know him, talk to him.
Who's around who? About around me?
Around the show. You know, he's about protection. He's the angel of protection.
Okay.
So.
Right on.
Yeah. So you're calling in, you know, only the highest vibes, positive energy.
I like this. I'm writing it down so I don't forget.
Yeah. You got to look up Archangel Michael. He's pretty cool.
Okay, is he good looking? I'd imagine him.
He's imagine, like MVP.
I mean,
of all
he's
angels.
An angel. They're all good looking.
He's a Michael.
Kind of like, yeah.
I'm a Michael. Mean, hey,
they're not attacking you. They're that's angels.
I
they
didn't
don't
actually
have.
Put that together. He's like in the image and likeness of you, Michael.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gross.
Lies.
Keep your shirt Archangel on, Michael.
Archangel Michael's like, why are you running me down, lady?
Oh, God. Rebecca, we got to get you on again soon, okay?
Yeah,
thank you so
fun.
Much.
I love talking with all of you.
It's a blast. We love having you on. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk
all right.
to you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. All right, Rebecca Rosen, people. There you go. She nailed it. What a fantastic, fantastic deal. Hey, Black Friday, real quick before we let you all go. It's Homer's Black Friday Record Store Day on Friday. All right, Black Friday is on Friday. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's going to be exclusive releases across the table. We're talking rock, pop, hip-hop, you name it. You got Billy Joel. You got Jelly Roll. Who, by the way, has lost a lot of weight? Did you see him without a beard?
Yeah. You're like, somebody has found GPO once, I think.
I don't know. He's been working out all that. Remember, he was running a marathon and everything, you know.
He was like, I got to get healthy. And that, yeah, I love that, yes, for him. Like, that's the thing, is that he wasn't doing it for vanity. He was seriously like, I want to be healthy for my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got Record Store Day going on. So this is Black Friday. Homer's is down at 12th and Howard. If you want to learn more, you can go to homersmusic.com.
That's it. Get some records. All right. Thank you once again. Don't forget about that keyword. Get that keyword for the 12 pods of Christmas. And we'll give you another unwrapping on Friday during Black Friday. All right. So make sure you tune in. And thank you to everybody who jumped on and got read by Rebecca. We'll do it again. But if you want to ever get read, just go to bigpartyshow.com and just click on Rebecca and drop your name in there. And then it's just a random drawing. Just do a random drawing wherever she comes on. All right, people, have a good Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday, and do yourself good.